Hello, my name's David Gibson. Welcome to the first sound healing show that we've done on BBS Radio. I appreciate all of you tuning in, whoever's tuned in out there in internet land. It's always kind of interesting being on a radio and not really being able to connect with the people that you're speaking with, but I've done this for many years. You know, I actually started out to give you a little bit of a background on myself. I actually started out in radio. I played clarinet in high school, and then I got into radio, and I managed the radio station at San Francisco State University. And then after I graduated from San Francisco State, I ended up getting a job as a recording engineer because I'd studied recording in Atlanta, where I'm originally from. And within 6 months, James Brown's band booked the studio, so I got to meet James. He gave me a hug, and he said, bless you, child. So I've been blessed by the Godfather of Soul. And it was, Atlanta was nice, but it's surrounded by Georgia in the South. So I ended up making my way back to Santa Cruz in California, and I opened up my own school of recording and started teaching recording. I taught recording at a couple of colleges as well. And, after doing recording and working with a lot of major groups, I started seeing a lot of sessions that I would have where there would be this magic that would happen that would just transport me. You know, it's basically, you know, what I found is when the magic happens, people get goosebumps or chills. And it's really interesting because I started polling everybody in workshops years ago, and I found that just about everybody that takes recording classes or is into healing as well, they often get these chills and goosebumps. And I thought, okay, well, what is really causing this? What's really going on, you know, with these chills and these goosebumps? Because I know they're healing. I know, you know, sometimes you got to get them in my head. Sometimes I get them all the way down to my chest. Sometimes they go through my feet. And I thought, God, I wish I could actually just figure out how to actually create this because, you know, it would happen, and I wouldn't really know exactly what was going on or how to recreate it. I mean, ideally, it would be great to be able to recreate this experience. And basically, you know, it's the same as spirit coming in from above. And that's kind of how I got interested into the field of sound healing, is really just seeing the magic that I kept seeing in certain recording sessions with certain people and seeing that happen. But also, there was a whole other area that kind of catapulted me into the whole area. You know, I actually started my own school, and I've been running a school that teaches recording in engineering for about 15 years. And it was about 10 years ago that somebody said to me, Dave, you know, we know what the equipment does, but which way do you turn the knobs to make it sound good? So I went home and I started meditating on it, and I came up with this whole visual system for representing sounds between the speakers. Each sound is represented by a sphere of light. So the vocals would be a sphere. The guitar would be another sphere, and you have this whole conglomeration of spheres floating between the speakers. And I realized that I could actually create an interface to be able to mix with these bubbles floating between the speakers instead of pictures of a mixing board, as you commonly see on computers these days. And then I realized, wouldn't it be interesting if you could put these sounds and visuals inside a virtual reality image of your own body? At that point, 10 years ago, the computers couldn't do this. So I started checking around, and I found a lot of people in the field that had been working on various aspects like this. Just to give you tell you about one of these people. I came across a guy in Boulder, Colorado called, his name is Bob Dratch. And he was actually working on a system where you would connect electrodes to the brain send those electrodes through an equalizer that changes the tone of the sound, and plug the output of that equalizer into your arms, creating a feedback loop through your body through this equalizer. And by moving the equalizer frequencies up and down, he was able to move the sounds up and down inside the body. And I thought, oh, this is it. You know, so he actually hooked up with with Frank Zappa. And Frank Zappa starts working to create like an orgasmatron with this system. And 6 months later, Frank Zappa dies of prostate cancer. I don't know if there was any connection, but who knows? And then, of course, you know, the military showed up and talked to Bob and said, you know, you can't do this work because it's top secret military work. And he stopped. And so that's kind of how, you know, one of the people that kind of got me interested in the field. I'd also studied chakras a lot when I was in school, and and since then I've always been interested in frequencies of chakras. And so now what I've done is I started a whole sound healing institute 5 years ago called Globe Institute. We actually teach recording, but we also have a whole associate degree and certificate programs in sound healing. And what that is we've got, we've got 15 instructors that have been in the field for, you know, normally each one's been in the field over 20 years, and very wonderful and committed instructors that are totally, you know, everybody at the school is just into really helping others and helping raise consciousness on the planet. As one of my instructors says, that's the only game in town, is raising consciousness on the planet. So now what we're working on is, you know, just that. Sound healing is really two components. One is really using sound to heal issues, specific diseases, or anything else that you feel you need healed going on. But there's also the other aspect, which actually interests me a lot more and most of the people at the school, and that is about raising consciousness and connecting the spirit with sound. And so, you know, there's a lot of research now going on, including research at our own school, as to exactly how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You know, the truth is, I think when it gets right down to it, you know, it gets very complex, of course, but, you know, it's not just physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. It's how sound affects each chakra. You know, if you listen to different music, certain songs are going to affect one chakra or the other. If it's a love song, it's headed towards the heart. You know, if it's rock and roll dancing, often it's quite grounding. You know, a lot of hip hop music is really basic grounding, and that's, I think, why a lot of hip hop kids like it, because it's giving them some type of grounding that they don't really feel with, because they don't really have a direction in life, you know, which I think is really common in our society. People are bored because they don't really know, they don't have a direction, they don't have a connection to spirit. So anyway, so really my main thing in this whole field, and I can tell you, I'll tell you more about the school and the field of sound healing in a little bit as I go through our conference that we have coming up in San Francisco. My main thing has become your root frequency. And it's interesting because what I've been doing over the last 5 years is I've been asking every single person that I come across in the field, and I've met most of the people in the field now, and every psychic that I come across, I ask them, you know, what do you think about people having a root and soul frequency? And then I've been doing my own research as well. And it's interesting because there is no consensus across the field. Jonathan Goldman, who is one of the main people in the field of sound healing, he doesn't believe that there is a root frequency. On the other hand, Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, another doctor in the field, he seriously believes there is a root frequency, and he finds it using a heart variability monitor. Even Fabian Mamaron, who is the natural sound guru of the whole field, totally believes that there is a root frequency, and he uses Curlian photography and other like electron microscopes and shows that things light up in you internally when you actually hit this root frequency. So, you know, I started looking at it also through the eyes of Alice Bailey and her books, The Ageless Wisdom. One of the main books I would recommend is Ponder on This. It gives you a good readable, easily readable book on all the different aspects. And, you know, Alice Bailey is just totally about raising consciousness on the planet, and it's tied into the hierarchy of the planet. And basically what she says is that there is, or the guru who actually she channels, they say that the root frequency, there is a soul frequency that is your own frequency. And it actually changes or it stays the same from lifetime to lifetime. There are other frequencies, your personality frequency. There is your frequency for each etheric body, your emotional body, your mental body, your spiritual body. There's a frequency for each one. Fabian Mamaron says that these frequencies are actually mathematical harmonics, which are the harmonics of sound, called the harmonic structure that makes up the timbre of every sound there is. So that they actually, the structure of your etheric bodies actually tie into the mathematical structure of your own system. In fact, let me talk a little bit about the harmonic structure, and then I'll come back to these root frequencies. You know, what I want to do also, while I'm discussing all of this, I'm going to try and be transmitting a sound of love to everyone on the line as I'm doing it. So that's my intention of this entire radio show, is to give you something more than just information. So I'm going to be tapping into that sound of love and transmitting it to everybody from now on. Okay. Well, that shifted energy, huh? Okay, now, the harmonic structure of sound. You know, my main thing was physics. I was going to be a physics major, actually, at UC Berkeley to start, and so I got heavily into physics. And what I discovered was the harmonic structure of sound. Every single sound, just about, in the world has a harmonic structure to it. There is noise, which is just like white noise or ocean type sound that has no harmonic structure. But all other sounds have a harmonic structure. And what that means is each sound has multiple sounds, multiple frequencies in it. So my voice, as if I sing an A or any note, if I go, that's not just one note. That's actually an array of about 9 notes that are mathematical multiples of the A frequency that I'm actually singing. I'm probably not even singing A, I'm just guessing. So, but if it were A, and A is 80 hertz, or about 82 hertz, then there are other frequencies being transmitted by my voice at when I sing that tone, which are mathematical multiples. So there's A is the root, there's 80 hertz above that would be 160, which is the second harmonic, which is actually another A. And then there's 240, which is a D. And then above that, 320, which is another A. And it keeps going, and we get a full range of other notes, like B, C sharp, you know, G a quarter flat, all the way through all about 9 harmonics. It actually keeps going etherically. so that those harmonics keep going up into super high frequencies. But we normally only hear about 9 or well, it depends on the sound, sometimes only 2 or 3, but in my voice you would probably hear about 9 or so, maybe 13 or 9 to 13. It depends on different people's voices. So this structure that is a mathematical structure of sound called harmonics, it's mathematical multiples, which means 1 times, 2 times, 3 times the original frequency. This mathematical structure is found in the distance between the planets. Not exactly, but it's almost exactly the same. That means that the distance between Mercury and the Sun is one distance, and the distance between Mercury and Venus is double that. The distance between Venus and the Earth is 3 times the distance between Mercury and the Sun, and so forth. So the harmonic structure of sound is in the solar system. This harmonic structure, I haven't heard, but I'm sure it actually expands on out into galaxies as well. This same harmonic structure, mathematical structure, is found in the weight of each vertebrae in your back. So your top vertebrae, if it's one weight, your second vertebrae down from that is double the weight, and so forth. So every single sound that is natural will resonate through your spine naturally and tap you into the entire universe. Not only that, but the same mathematical structure is found in chemistry. It's actually found very specifically in the spectral lines of hydrogen. Hydrogen actually has electron shells around it that are kind of like our solar system in that they're different. The distances expand just like the harmonic structure of sound. And also, you know, even in chemistry, you can have elements, which is a pure sound. And you can have very complex molecules which have multiple harmonics making up that molecule. So it really resonates throughout nature. And then, as I mentioned before, Fabian Mamon believes that the etheric bodies around your physical body are also based on the harmonic structure of sound as well. And therefore, he believes that whenever you play any acoustic instrument, the harmonics in that acoustic instrument will massage your etheric fields. And now, you know, having 15 instructors, I have a full range of people that have gone into some very intense or I should say loving discussions about, you know, natural sound versus electronic sound. And so, you know, I've kind of worked up this whole hierarchy of the best sounds there are out there. But there's one component that kind of throws the whole hierarchy off, and that is intention. Dr. Emoto and others, quite a few others, have done very serious research that has proven, like, without a doubt, that intention does affect other people. Dr. Emoto proved, of course, that it changes the structure of water inside your own body, but also it changes a lot more. It can change the actual cells as well. So, you know, when you start looking at a hierarchy of good quality sound, well, first of all, the best, I believe, from my opinion, from my studied and learned opinion here, is that, and this is what most people believe in the field, there is nothing better than being in front of, well, I should say, than toning and using your own voice and intention on yourself, because you are resonating every single organ internally. So that's really the best way to go. Now, to have someone else tone on you, that's, you know, it's a good second. a very good second. You know, and that's one of the techniques we teach at the Institute is how to do toning for yourself and for others. And then the next step, of course, is toning for the planet, still transmitting love. Okay? So that, from there, it goes into recorded sound. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the whole hierarchy of recorded sound, which I could go into in depth as far as bit depth and sampling rates and all of that. But one thing that's interesting is no matter how you record something, the microphone, the recording device, and the speakers are going to distort that sound. So no matter what, it's never going to be as good as a natural sound. And, you know, of course, there are ways to record it better than others. So actually, some people even believe that if you're going to have recorded sound, it's better to bypass the microphone and create it electronically in the synthesizer, with the synthesizer, and then transmit it, because you get more coherency and phase, and you can actually get a better waveform. You still have to add your intention, so it's not just cold, right? But there's that way of doing it. So, you know, I mean, then when you get into electronic music, another component is the number of ways that you can control that instrument. The beautiful thing about a voice is you can make like a million sounds, like, you know, it's very easy to control hundreds of parameters. With a guitar, you can probably control about 15. With a keyboard, maybe about 6. You know, so, you know, that's another. How much expression can you put through each one? So, anyway, I don't want to get into depth with that. But the main point of this was your intention is carried along on the waveform of the sound. So, if you can be a bad keyboard player, and if your intention is perfectly consistent, then it will be transmitted through that music and that recording, even if it's a bad recording, and it will do the healing. And that really takes away a lot of the stress. A lot of people think, oh, you know, I can't do any music because I'm not a great musician. I'm telling you, there are tons of great musicians that can't hold an intention for more than 10 seconds or even 5 seconds. You know, it's interesting. I mean, to try to actually just hold a few notes down on a keyboard and try and hold your intention for even 5 minutes, it's unbelievably difficult for most people. And if you can just do that, go into that state of mind where you're holding that, and then I can tell you, I can tell you from the recording engineer perspective, if you can get an artist or an entire group doing that, then get the recording engineer doing that, and anybody else, producer or whoever else is in the room doing it, get like every single person holding that intention steady for a whole recording, boy, you know, there's where the healing comes through. Now, you know, we're doing this world. I want to bring in a whole other component to this because, and kind of bring in some of the information that I've been getting from a lot of the presenters that I've been speaking with. You know, we have a World Sound Healing Conference, which is the largest conference of its kind ever in San Francisco, May 11th through the 14th. And we've got 60 major presenters. We've got 32 exhibit booths, and we've got 4 concerts going on with the event. We also have pre-conference workshops. We have one with Acutonix. Acutonix is actually, they've got a very precise system that is tied into the medical field. They're in a lot of hospitals for using tuning forks on acupuncture points and acupressure points. And then we got a post-conference workshop with Tom Kenyon and a post-conference workshop with a lot of our instructors from the Institute. But, you know, what made me think of this is, you know, when you start bringing in other beings into your in with your intention, that seems to be what's happening a lot is, you know, for those of you, there seems to be a lot of other beings coming around. For those of you that don't believe in aliens, you can just, you know, just enjoy this part. Otherwise, you know, what a lot of people are saying right now is that, you know, we are going through a transformation very quickly now, and it's accelerating extremely quickly into higher levels of consciousness. And we are all being transformed into the light within the next, you know, next 5 years. And there, because this is happening on Earth, there are all these beings from around the entire universe that have come to help. And, you know, so there's, I mean, there are a lot of, there's some people at the conference that are working with these beings. And when they start working through, some are like, I guess what you would call aliens, but they're aliens that are living in love and light. You know, I mean, there's Palladians, there's Syrians, there's Andromedans, there's the Hathors. They're all going to be at the conference, I guess. And they're all helping, you know, bring us into love and light also. And then there are just ascended beings just from our planet who have ascended to a higher level of mastery. And they're the ascended masters that are helping us as well. And so we have all this help now that's going on. And so, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I took about 25 people to Egypt last year, and I had a couple of major transformations where we were toning in sacred temples and the Great Pyramid, and the ceiling opened up, and the spirit just came flowing in, and it completely changed my whole system. And I've been transformed ever since. And I've been doing healings and such since then. And, you know, so it's like, you know, I keep thinking, okay, I can bring in my own intention into this music. But, you know, when you invoke these other higher beings, you know, sometimes it's you know, it seems to be happening more and more. And that's one aspect that I think is going to happen at the conference. That will be really interesting because I've got a lot of people. There's like Tom Kenyon who works with higher beings, very powerful. He also works with Mary Magdalene. There is Fred Bell who's works with the Palladians. And all of these people are very grounded people. They're not spacey people at all, as you would think someone that says, oh, I work with aliens. But, you know, so there's some very powerful work. There's also some people that are doing work with sacred geometry. There's two people that have actually about four booths that have sacred geometry in them. And a couple of these people have had beings that have come through them and helped them draw these sacred geometry images to help change DNA. So there's something going on. And it's really interesting. It's really powerful. And it's really beautiful. That's kind of the more esoteric side on one level. And, you know, it's the most exciting side because, I mean, that's what's helping bring people into higher consciousness. The other side is the therapeutic medical side. But before I go to that side and talk about that, maybe I'll go there and then I'll come back to the part on love because I want to talk a little more about bringing love into your heart with sound. Right? So let me do. I will talk about the therapeutic side. You know, I actually had a lot of music that I had sent to the guys at BBS Radio to play tonight, but the email. The email program was, or email server was not working, so we were not able. So normally we'll have sound on here, and we'll have musical meditations on this show. So, you know, it will be a lot more experiential than just me talking. So just to let you know. So from the therapeutic side, you know, there are some amazing things going on. Amazing things going on. Everybody in this field, which is just exploding now, this field of sound healing in the last 3 years has just expanded dramatically. A couple of years ago, we had a booth at all the New Living Expo conferences and Harmony festivals and such, and people would come to the booth and say, "Oh, sound healing, what's that?" And now people come to the booth and they go, "Oh, I've heard of this," you know. And so it's also expanding in the therapeutic and medical field. There is a lot of work done that's based on the work of Alfred Tomatis. And the main program that has come out of that work is a program called the Listening Program. And basically what it does is it helps get rid of learning disabilities for kids. Basically what they do is they take classical music, they roll off the low frequencies until it's just the high frequencies, like, and then they slowly, over like an hour, roll the frequencies back in. And over a couple of weeks, it has been proven to get rid of learning disabilities in kids and help extensively with autism. So it's in about 100 therapy centers across the nation now, and being used extensively. And there are a lot of other programs based on this work that a lot of people are using as well to start working on a full range of psychological issues to medical issues. In the medical field, this is the most exciting aspect. There's a couple of things going on. First of all, I just went and met this doctor today, Michael Kessler, here in the San Francisco area. And there's a lot of people that are working on this, and they call it energy medicine, but he's using a lot of technology that is really interesting. Some of you might have heard of the QSCI or QXCI system. We've
David.
Got a system called the ASIRA, and the ASIRA system and the NES system. What is it? Nutra energetic.
David,
system.
I want to break in here in a moment.
I'm sorry?
Hello, I'm calling in. I just wanted to let you know that I tuned into your show right at 6:30, and for a half an hour, you have not been on the air, and it's just now been turned on. So I wanted to let you know.
Oh, my God.
So, unfortunately, I haven't heard any of it just until now.
Okay.
So, I guess.
Wow. So, did you just call in?
I called in to find out what was going on, and they checked into it, and apparently it was a screw-up on their end, and it has now been corrected. So.
Well, there's probably nobody listening now, huh?
Well, I don't know. But I just thought, well, wow, I'm going to find out what's going on.
Actually, let me break in here. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I must say, this lady, I'm going to treat her like gold, only because she actually picked out something I haven't done since I was a toddler. And I would have to say, you were speaking for 30 minutes. We did record it, but you were not streaming. And people were listening to music the whole time, probably great music indeed, but they were not listening to you. And I sincerely, David, I apologize profusely, but to your audience, now your audience is still there. No, they're still there. They're still there, and they're probably smiling right now, and they're into this, and they're happy. And I must say again, David, you don't have anyone after you, so go as long as you wish.
Well, I've got another radio program I've got to do right after this, so I can't go longer than 7:30.
Well, David, this is unfortunate, and it was not my intent to have this happen. I apologize for this, but for the first 30 minutes again, it was not streaming your voice, and I apologize.
Okay. So maybe I can use this now.
Well, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we recorded everything. You have it all.
Cool.
We're still on the air. People think I'm a nutball right now.
Okay.
And David, to be honest with you, whenever I'm a nutball on the air with a show, it's because I love the bloody show. And I love your show. I think you're going to be remarkable. And to the fans who are tuning in, just keep tuning in. I honestly feel this thing is beyond remarkable. David, you're beyond remarkable. And I appreciate it. And again, I apologize to you and to the audience. And, Nick, this will not happen again.
Okay, cool. Okay, great. Well, let's carry on.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so, you know, I guess I could, I don't want to start over because I guess what I'll do is do the introduction that I did next show. If you guys, if whoever's listening wants to tune in next show, I'll give you, and a lot of it was the introduction to myself and how I got into the field. And then I was, I've also been talking also about, you know, raising consciousness with sound and using your intention to raise your consciousness. And it's interesting because, you know, I just found out that I hadn't been on the air for the last half hour, and I've been really, you know, although it's been recorded, so it's good. That's good. So what happened is I felt my energy. I actually got a little upset, you know. I got upset. And I thought, okay, well, this is a perfect example of how you can use sound to transmit, to change your consciousness. Because, you know, being upset is not going to help me. In fact, it hurts my system. And the sooner, the quicker I can transmute that energy, the better. So, so here's a perfect example of how I could transmute that. I'm going to make the sound. I'm not really that upset because I just got this burst of energy, download of energy that came in, and it was like, you know, made it all okay. Anyways, but so I'm not that upset. But I want to show you how you can use sound to just release stuck energy. A lot of people say, actually, it's pretty much known that at least 50% of disease is caused by stuck energy. The other large percentage is environmental pollution and such. So a lot of it is just stuck emotion. So if I need to release this, what I can easily do is make the sound of this frustration. Okay, so let me give you an example, and this is something that we teach in our classes. We teach this in the classes. Hello. Thank you. Okay, so I could make the sound. It would be like. I'm not going to do it intensely because, I mean, it doesn't really help to listen
David,
to someone else doing it very
again.
Much.
So David, are you there?
Hello?
Well, I don't know what to say. You know, I've...
Are you still not on the air?
No, we're on the air. They heard that and everything else. They heard me.
What's going on?
Well, I apologize because normally we have a full crew here. And one of the crew just left, and we never got anyone to stop the phone call. David, this seems a little weird. And you know, folks, David and I have a little bit of history. Only the history is because I like this guy. He's doing all the right things in all the right places. But we've talked a little bit, and it's kind of funny because what's going on tonight, I don't know whether it's energy, whether it's prophecy, or whether it's just an aberration. But we apologize for it. And, David, continue on.
So, where did you interrupt there?
Pardon me?
Why did you come on? What was
well, your guest, we heard a lot of beep, 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 beep. You hear that noise right now? Listen. You hear it in the background?
Hardly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, you were just... Okay. So, okay, let me try and continue here. So, Let me just go for the core here, because you know, you can release stuck emotions, and it's helpful. But you know, if you can just connect to spirit, you know, that's really the whole deal. And really, part of connecting to spirit, you know, I'm just going to work on these meditations that some of the most powerful meditations I know, and share with you. My favorite meditations is using sound to bring love into your heart. You know, someone asked me about a month ago. They said, and they were very serious. They were so glad to talk to me, and they said, David, what is the sound of love? And I started laughing. It just cracked me up, because the truth is there is no specific sound of love. There, you know, some people say, you know, that if you base the chakra system on C, that F is the heart chakra. However, the Tibetans use the root chakra as A, and that makes their the heart chakra be D, the note D. And the Chinese use the root as F, and that means that they also use, instead of the harmonic structure of sound or just individual notes, they actually use musical fifths for each chakra, and it ends up D being the heart chakra as well. So in one respect, you could say it's either F or D, the note F or D. But, and you know, in another respect, you could also say, well, you know, I wouldn't think of the heart as being a sound like or even a high frequency, even a nice high frequency. You know, or I wouldn't think of the heart as being a super low frequency. You know, I don't think of those. Although, if you put heart into them with your intention, they are. They are definitely, you know, the sound of love. Every frequency, every sound in the world can be the sound of love. You can have... You know, it's like this is a funny thing, right? Without having the context of this, it might sound a little funny, just so you don't get the wrong impression. But, you know, it's like there's the studies of Dr. Emoto where they put love on a bottle and they transmit love to water, and it changes the water and transforms the water. And if they put heavy metal on or apply heavy metal to water, it creates mush. But I always wondered what would happen if you had a heavy metal group, and there are heavy metal groups that are Christian heavy metal groups that are all about love. It cracks me up. What a thought, huh? Or even rap groups that are, I mean, there are rap love songs. You know, what happens then? You know, is all rap music and all heavy metal bad? I mean, if you're transmitting love through it, what's the deal? I wish Dr. Emoto would do, or, you know, maybe we should do studies on that to see exactly if it's really the heavy metal, or it's just the energy behind the heavy metal that's actually screwing up the water. Because I have a feeling that, you know, one respect, all sound can be really God sound, and you know, it's like, you know, a lot of people think that sound healing music is just mellow music. Well, goodness, you know, there's a lot of music that we actually use in our school, which is the Sound Healing Institute, Globe Institute, that is really edgy. And that, you know, that, I mean, we don't use it a lot, of course, but if somebody's got stuck energy, you need something like, you know, to really break that energy up. You know, so in one respect, you know, some edgy, you know, powerful sounds can be very good to really move energy and break up stuck, you know, solidified energy. So, you know, all sound, it can be just a blessing, you know. And it just, I mean, you know, it's not that I would want to listen to heavy metal or, you know, if I had a choice, you know. So, you know, when speaking of the sound of love, you know, I think of it more as, for me, it would be more of a sound like this. way. Start getting the feeling, of love. But it's interesting. I've started surveying all of the people that come to my workshops and open houses and conferences I do, and asking, large groups of people, how many people can bring in love from above? And it's interesting, only about half of the people are able to do that. Or I should say, it's really cool that half of the people can do that. I mean, that's unbelievable. I remember when I used to not be able to do it, and then finally I was able, I practiced and was able to finally keep bringing, able to, whenever I want, I can bring love into my heart. Actually, I had a woman who does treatments on me who taught me one technique that might be helpful for those of you that can't do it, and that is imagine energy coming through your throat chakra, through your thymus, actually. And she said that the energy actually that comes in from spirit love comes through your thymus, then down through your system into your heart. Whereas, personal love or human love comes just, into your heart. And so it's like, a lot of people say there's two heart chakras, one that is for spiritual love, which is a little higher, and one for personal love. So, so the trick is, to when you make a tone or a sound, to visualize this energy coming through your throat down into your heart. If you can already do it, then you can just do it however, whatever way that you it's good for you, that works for you now. But the cool thing is to then just let your voice make the sound of that love. And there's no right sound. And you can play with it. Play around until you really tap into that sound of love. And then just make it as long as you can. I have to tell you, we've got a lot of presenters. I want to tell you about some meditations that Tom Kenyon has and the Hathors have come up with. That we have a World Sound Healing Conference coming up with over 60 presenters and 30 exhibitors. It's on May 11th through the 14th here in San Francisco. If you're interested, you can give us a call at 415-777-2486. You can also call our 800 number, 800-9000-MIX, that's M-I-X, 800-9000-MIX, or go to soundhealingcenter.com/WSHC. That's soundhealingcenter.com/WSHC. If you can't remember that, just go to soundhealingcenter.com and you'll find it. There's Tom Kenyon is one of the superstars of this field. I mean, he brings in light beings that work with him, and he's really one of the forerunners of, or one of the main people helping raise consciousness on this planet at this time, which is really just phenomenal, the work he's doing. And he's going to be there. And I just got an email from him today or yesterday, actually, that there's this new energy that's coming in from the cosmos in waves, and it actually started on April 12th and will continue for another couple of days. And it can actually make people very irritable, but it can also, this energy from the cosmos, from very far out in the cosmos, will actually, can actually be used to help raise your consciousness, too. If you focus it in that area, it can help catapult you into higher consciousness. And I've been able to actually just use that energy to get the goosebumps going in my head, get the chills going, and just connect to spirit. So it's very powerful. And they say that it's now going to start happening every couple of weeks. There's going to be a transmission of this higher energy of waves of energy, and it can really make people that are stuck in the old paradigm, they're going to start really breaking down. So there's going to be even a lot more disease and people just freaking out and being irritable and such. But on the other hand, you know, it's perfect energy just to transmute us into the higher consciousness. So, you know, there's some meditations that he recommends. And the first meditation is to imagine a four-sided pyramid around your body and an upside-down four-sided pyramid around your body as well. So basically, it's a double tetrahedron, which is one pyramid on top and the other connected to that going down. And just imagine it as large as you need to surround your entire body. And if you're standing up, you'd be right in the middle of the pyramid. If you're sitting down, the middle of it goes down through your spine. And it creates, basically what it does, it creates a frequency that centers you and makes you calm. And this frequency, you know, technically it's a sound. It corresponds exactly to a sound. So a lot of people in the sound healing field are simply, if you can tune into a sound with an intention behind that sound, such as love, then you can hold that frequency regardless of what, you know, we happen to be going through in the upcoming ages or years of the, you know, the end of the world or whatever's going to happen, you know, with storms and earthquakes and this higher energy that's, you know, coming in. So that's one component. But the other component, and this is the reason I brought this up, is related to the meditation that I was just talking about where we're bringing sound, the sound of love, into your heart. And that is a meditation on gratefulness and appreciation, gratitude and appreciation, because that is what brings us into higher consciousness. So this meditation of love is very much the same energy. The meditation for gratitude and appreciation that he recommends, or the Hathors that he works with recommend, is to bring your attention to your physical heart, not to your heart chakra, but to your physical heart, and to meditate on gratitude and appreciation for your heart. Okay, we'll do it now. I'll do it now with as I kind of talk through it. Okay, so I'm focusing on gratitude and appreciation for my heart. You can do the same. I'm getting it now. God, the energy came in really easily. It seems like this energy that's in the air these days is really, I mean, I've been feeling like kind of whacked out, but God, on the other hand, just so much energy has been coming in. So other times I just totally connected to spirit in the last week here. Anyway, I just got it. Okay. Continue. Gratitude and appreciation. Okay, then this is the part that I add to it. You can also bring in love. Sometimes that the word love kind of throws people off because there's so much stigma connected to it. But, you know, if you can bring in the love of spirit above and then make that sound. Right. In the field of being grateful and appreciation, you're in higher consciousness. A lot of people, you know, I know, wonder, how are we going to get to higher consciousness? There it is. We're there. When you're in that field, you are there, you know. So that's a wonderful meditation to do, to bring yourself into those higher levels. You know, earlier when we went on the air, I was actually talking about, you know, different ways of raising consciousness and bringing us to higher levels of awareness. And this is what we study in our school, Globe Institute, in San Francisco. We have 15 instructors that help us that are on the staff, and you know, a lot of it is about just raising consciousness and connecting the spirit. There's also the aspect of healing things that are going on in people, whether it's medical or psychological or whatever issues people have. There's a lot of different work being done in this field, and I just want to talk just a second about it because we only have another few minutes. I'll just give you kind of an outline of the workshops that are in the conference that's coming up. By the way, before I talk about the conference, I wanted to mention we do have a certificate program and an associate degree program in sound healing at the school. We have 15 amazingly just wonderful instructors that have been researching how to use sound for everything in the field. And it ranges from, I'll kind of go over the kind of the full range of sound healing that we study and also that or that we teach and also that is being presented at the conference. So take care of both here with one swoop here. Okay. So there is, first of all, there's the use of sound in medicine. You know, there's sound is now being used to destroy cancer cells. There are some instructors that we've worked with that are actually showing how to destroy cancer with photographs. They show pictures of cancer cells being destroyed. We have people that have found the resonant frequency of certain cells, and you can do a biopsy now where you can actually find that resonant frequency, then play a sound that resonates it and explode the cell. That means you can explode cancer cells with no side effects at all. And so, you know, everybody in this field knows that, you know, there is something that the medical field is going to be completely transformed, if not 5 years, maybe 10 years. Probably, I think, more in like even like 3 or 4 years, it's going to really start changing dramatically because of these advances in sound healing with medicine. And there are a lot of doctors working in this field, not only doing sound, but also more higher energy medicine with electromagnetism and frequencies of that nature. It's all vibrational medicine. Then there is the whole work of sound and psychology, there are a lot of people that are doing work to help kids with learning disabilities and to help people with autism and the full range of psychological issues. And a lot of those people are going to be at the conference. We have a whole panel on that and workshop on that as well. And then there are new sound technologies. For example, Dr. Emoto is going to be at our conference, and he has a system now where he can do voice analysis and figure out what frequencies are missing in your voice, and then right then and there put those frequencies into water that you drink. And there's actually about 7 different systems for voice analysis, and we have about 5 or 6 of them that are going to be at our conference. So there's just some amazing technologies that are out there that are coming out. There's also a workshop on psychoacoustic music production. We've got Jonathan Goldman's going to be in that workshop. Joshua Leeds, who has done a lot of work with Andrew Weil. So it's an interesting workshop. Rhythm and Healing. We've got a workshop with Christine, I can't remember her last name. I can't find it right now. Anyway, Christine and there's a couple other people will be in that workshop. The use of rhythm. We also have a rhythm for healing. We also have a concert on Friday, May 11th with Mickey Hart and Stanley Jordan and a group called AO that uses children, brings in children. They've got about 40 kids that are going to be on stage. But the coolest thing about that concert, besides the rhythm part, is that we're going to have 3D sacred geometry visuals projected in 3D. Everybody's going to get 3D glasses, and these sacred geometry images will be corresponding to the actual sounds that we are that are being played. There's actually a way to actually figure out exactly what sound a sacred geometry image is creating mathematically. And one of our instructors actually has created chimes based on the Sri Yantra. In fact, every single physical form can mathematically be broken down into a harmonic structure of sound, which makes it a certain type of sound. And so that's how you can actually resonate different organs or different diseases, is to find that actual physical structure and mathematically figure out the harmonic structure of sound that perfectly maps to it. When you just play that sound, it will feed energy into that organ at a low volume. If you turn the volume up, it will explode the cells in that disease. Okay. So there's rhythm and healing. There's also sacred geometry workshop. There's a workshop on natural acoustic sound healing. We have people that are going to be doing voice healing. We have Chloe Goodchild is going to be there. She's done some incredible work with the voice and sound healing. She's also doing some really groundbreaking work with using the voice and the sound of conflict. So if you're in a conflict with somebody, to think of what the sound of your voice is or sound of that conflict. I don't know her work in detail, but I know that you can basically take any communication, if you hear it as music, you can then transform that music, and that will transform your communication. Then we have a workshop on, on music publishing, on how to get your music out into the field. We have a workshop on voice analysis of all the different people I mentioned. We have a workshop on healing music. Stephen Halpern is going to be in that workshop. Daniel Kobiaka and Yassos will be there. And also Stanley Jordan is going to be in that workshop. And then we have a workshop on sound and intuition. This is one of the most interesting for me. There are a lot of psychics that are working with sound now. They can actually see and hear the sound of your system and hear where there are issues or problems in your system. And then they psychically tune into you and use the sound to help those areas. A very interesting workshop, sound and intuition. And the whole thing with this conference is really about bringing sound into the mainstream. And maybe I'll end with this. My whole goal and the goal of our institute is a lot of people in this field is really to bring sound into the mainstream. And what I mean by that is on all levels, on medicine, in the pop culture, because the more we can get the healing, scientifically known or esoterically known aspects of healing sound into the mainstream, the more likely that we're going to be able to get it into the medical field. Because there's a big hurdle. Even if we discovered, and we know, actually we know how to heal cancer now with sound. But isn't that amazing? We know how to heal cancer with sound, but we can't get it into the medical field. Isn't that that's just bizarre. That's not right. That's not right. And because, it's not all, you're waiting for me to say, it's not all the pharmaceutical companies. It's also just the status quo. A lot of people don't trust, that sound could actually do something like that. And it just takes awareness for people to really start trusting it. So that's why I think it's important to bring it into the pop culture, to really bring it, to have people get it out there so people realize just how powerful it is. People don't have a clue how powerful sound is. So the one thing I realized about getting it into the medical field is I heard a documentary about, or saw a documentary about a year ago on alternative medicine. They said the reason that alternative medicine hasn't been regulated is because 85% of the people in Congress use it. So, if people all over the country, including the Congress, are using sound, you know, it's going to get, it's going to be catapulted by people into the medical field. And again, you know, the beauty of it is no side effects, non-invasive, and 1/100th of the price. And the other beauty is, you know, you can actually do most of it, or a good amount of it. In fact, as we raise our consciousness, you can do it yourself. You don't have to go to the hospital. You can do it yourself. You can have each other work on, you can work on each other. And that's where we're headed, I think, in the very near future. And so that's our goal, is to help aid that transition. And so, and, you know, and one final thing. I forgot to mention the thing about transmitting and bringing in love. You know, there's an epidemic of people not loving. I've seen couples, been married for 40 years. There's no love in their relationship at all. It's really sad. You know, God, like about 15 years ago, I had an anxiety attack, and I went out of my body in this anxiety attack and went into pure love and light. And I saw all of the love in the world. And I saw how much love, how little love there was. It's funny, I tapped into that. All of the love in the world was so amazing. But I was just like, oh my God, there's so little love going on. So that's the main thing. If you can tap into that love and transmit it and use sound, sound is such a great avenue to help do that, then that's, you know, we're there. We're there. Our frequency has been raised. You're raising the frequency of everybody that you talk to, everybody you meet, everybody, even if you don't meet them, you're raising the frequency on the planet. And that's really it. So, you know, to kind of sum up, it's love, the frequency of love, the frequency of gratitude and appreciation, and then the frequency of the source, of the spirit, of the divine. May all of these frequencies resonate in you for the rest of the week and onward. Thank you for joining us. And next week we'll have music and some guests. So check online to see who our guests and look forward. We're also, at some point, we're going to start opening up the phone to having people call in as we continue these radio shows. Thank you for listening. And love. Keep loving.
This was the way of it. Let the story fires be lighted. Let our circle be strong and full of medicine. Hear me. This is my dream song that I am singing for you. This is my power song that has taken me to the edge. This is my talking birth song for a new day. This is rock medicine, the talking tree, the singing water. Listen, I am dancing underneath you. It is a memory. It is a river. It is a chant. It is a canoe on a river. It is a memory of long ago. It is an arrow in the point. It is a medicine story. It is what happened long ago. It is a bead in a story belt. It is a memory. It is what has been forgotten. It is a campfire. It is the smell of sweet grass and cedar and prayers lifted to Sky Father. It is a way, a tradition, the way it was always done by the people. It is a campfire. It is a feeling of warmth and the sound of voices. Listen, I am dancing underneath me. I am dancing on the shore.